Hey everybody, it's Dan. So I just got back from CrossFit and I just wanted to share the effect that exercise has on mental health.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, hope you're well. So, I apologise if I'm a little bit sweaty, but I just need to get this out. And sometimes, you know, when you've got the information and you just want to share it. And so I've not been to CrossFit for like a week. Today's Tuesday. I didn't go till last Tuesday because I had to go to Brighton SEO. And so I didn't exercise. And also I've eaten really badly as well. So this is really important because the effect that that has on my mental health and my mental well-being and my positive outlook on life is significant. And what I find is when I don't work out, I see the world from a much darker lens. And not necessarily a negative lens, just a darker lens than I normally would. I'm not really quite a happy guy. I have my moments like everybody else, I guess. But when I go to CrossFit, the lens is rose-tinted. Everything seems much easier. My food gets into alignment. My positive mental energy with my team gets into alignment. My positive mental energy with clients gets into alignment. I'm ready to do more work. I'm much more efficient. And when I don't go to CrossFit, I'm none of those things. My efficiency goes through the floor. I'm a bit of a grump. Takes me a couple of coffees to wake up. Whereas CrossFit, I have coffee. I do a tiny bit of work for 20 minutes and then I go to CrossFit because of timings. And that works really well. And it makes me wonder, like, you know, if I'd have been doing CrossFit for the last 30 years, which obviously I really regret at age 50, not that it existed 30 years ago, but at age 50, I should have been doing some kind of group exercise, not just going to the gym on my own, you know, doing lat pull downs and then checking what playlist I've got on, what music am I going to listen to next. Like, that's just bullshit. It's just a boring way of exercising for me, right? And I can only speak for me because I'm not you. I'm only me. But what I can tell you is that doing these group forms of exercises makes a massive difference on my outlook, on my health, on my cash flow, on my income. Usually, after a CrossFit session, like the one I've just had, was a very difficult CrossFit session, even harder because I've not been for a week. So I know pretty much whatever else I've got happening today is probably not going to be as difficult as that. So it's like I've got the hardest thing done first. And the positive mental difference that has is, again, it's significant. When I got here this morning, I felt incredibly sluggish. I felt overweight. I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I've definitely put weight on because I've been eating so much junk food since our dog died, basically, back in January. Now it's April. And I keep trying to get this thing jump-started again and this motivation jump-started. I've really struggled with it. And obviously, we don't talk about this kind of thing, do we, because we're men. So the CrossFit stuff really helps there. And just generally in life, CrossFit has helped. And it doesn't have to be CrossFit. Any kind of group exercise. Basketball I played a lot of, it could be five-a-side football, could be tennis, anything that's going to get you out and doing some kind of exercise is going to have a really positive impact on your mental health. And if you're not doing that right now and you're feeling negative or you have a negative outlook on life, then maybe that's something you actually want to consider. Yeah, I speak to people all day long and I'm like, you know, have you joined a gym? Oh, well, I've joined. Have you been? Well, I went once this week and I'll go once. And I'm like, dude, you ain't doing anything. Like, help yourself to improve, you know. The thing about CrossFit is I don't have to think about anything. I just show up. And once I've shown up, I get told what to do. I see other people working out. And if I don't work out, I look like a schmuck in front of other people. I don't want that. So I end up working out. Even though I might not lift as heavy as I might do if I feel really good, and what happens halfway through is that you eventually feel really good, even though you're tired, and then you start lifting heavier anyway. And so the whole thing works, but for most people, the hardest bit is just getting started and just getting that very first step through. The first time I went to CrossFit, I remember it vividly. I was walking up the long pathway up to the CrossFit and stood outside with these three blokes, shirts off, in the 20s, late 20s, I'd say, muscles on the muscle, six-pack abs, and there's me, little fat Dan, waddling up. All right, lads. Luckily, one of them spoke, well, two spoke English, one really well, the other okay-ish, you know, and it was so difficult. That first walking down to the CrossFit was incredibly difficult to do. And I felt really self-conscious. I felt like Fat Dan. Bear in mind, I'm twice their age. You know, I'm still the oldest one there, it seems. I've not met anyone as old as me. And it's really intimidating. It's really, really hard when you first go. And I totally get it, right? Because I've been there. And then you go the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time. You know what's even worse? Let me just wipe my face here because I'm getting really sweaty. You know what's even worse is that when I first started going, they gave me a plastic pipe. Yeah, Dan, use your plastic pipe for me to get my technique right. And it took me ages to build up to like actual 20 kilogram barbells. And then now we're doing, you know, 20 kilogram barbells with with 20 kilos on either side. That's, you know, 50 kilo. That's quite a lot. It's quite heavy, depending on what you're doing on clean and jerks and so on. It's quite a lot, you know. But in just 12 months, we've gone and moved so quickly. That first step is the hardest. Once you make that first step, it's like being depressed. And I've been there where you've been depressed. You don't want to not be depressed. You're quite happy being depressed in your own little depressed little world. And getting that first step to get out of it is the hardest step. And when you take that first step and then you start going and then you start to build relationships and speak to people, and we're all going through our own stuff. We're all going through stuff at some point or another, of one kind or another. But it's just taking that first step. And what happens is, over a period of time, is that positive mental attitude just comes through much more. But you have to keep going. And this is one of the things I've realised, and I was having a chat with Natalie this morning at CrossFit, who speaks English, that kind of realisation, this is my life now. I have to go at least 3 or 4 times a week. And if I don't, I eat too much, the negativity kicks in. Like, I don't know if this is an age thing since I've turned 50. I just don't know, right? I don't know if it's because the world is enough to mess right now after the pandemic and Brexit and Ukraine and all the inflation. Like, I just don't know if that's why. But this is definitely a coping mechanism that's, let's face it, healthy as hell, pushes you to eat better, improves everything all around. You should go do this. And look, I hope that's useful. I'm burning up in the car because I switched the engine off and it's hot. And I'll speak to you on the next one. Have a good one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.